Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And it's a blessing for the broadcast, and the daily bread is very much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to keep us steadfast in our daily walk with him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thank you, Lord. Once again, we're gathered, Lord, by your divine decree to worship you in spirit and in truth. We need your help, O God. Help me, Jesus, to perform thy will. Cause our ears to hear, our hearts to perceive, O God. Be glorified in the saints as we glorify you in our bodies, in our spirits, which are yours. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right. So what God instructs us to do, you know, God instructs us, that requires obedience. It requires faith. But faith is so that we can obey. Faith is not so that we can disdain and despise, especially not the things of God. Faith is so that we can receive the things that God freely gives us. And he giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Hallelujah. So what he instructs us is what we can do. Amen. We should say, yes, Lord. We're able to be fervent. Yep. Well, we don't do it, but we're able. Be not slothful in business, but be fervent in spirit. Now, we all know what fervent means. We just won't do it. See? Yet we say, oh, yes, Lord, I obey you, I obey you. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Hallelujah. All right, to whom much is given, much is required. Thank you, Lord. We've been given much. At least that's what we say. Well, that means that much is required. Thank you, Lord. We just need to go on. You know, once we say something, then we need to follow on with that. God loves us. We follow on with that. Huh? We love God. That's because he loves us. We follow on with that. All right. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That's by the Holy Ghost. And, we that have received the Holy Ghost, we should let rivers of living waters flow from our bellies. You know, that's what is written in the scriptures. He that believeth on me, that you, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, that they which believe should receive. Is that all right? Thank you, Lord. You all going to look live here today? Say, help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The word of God is not bound. Everybody know that? The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. It's very possible, though, to hear the word of God and not be profited. All that the word of God is, all that God is, we cannot be partakers. All right? Hallelujah. We can fail of that grace. Oh, we can end up frustrating the grace, departing from the faith. Everybody understand the peril? That's why we need to hold to his unchanging hand. Lean not to our own understanding. Give no place to the devil. Put off the old man, put on the new. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing, who hath continued in the faith. Hallelujah. Who had not departed from the faith. Glory, glory. Who has earnestly contended for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. We have to endure. We have to maintain. Hallelujah. So if we've departed somehow, we need to return. You know, if return to the fervency, if we ever had it, or if not, then find it. See? Praise the Lord. Return to that hating evil. Y'all know that's the portrait of a perfect man. He hates evil. He fears God. Absolutely. And instruction of God is be perfect. So that means we need to fear him and hate evil. Of course, one brings about the other. We fear God, we hate evil. And then we can exercise our senses to discern good and evil. So we won't be dull of hearing. See? So we'll be able to hear what the Spirit said. And not be dull of hearing. And by the time we ought to be teachers, having need to be taught again. See? That come from not hearing. The dulling of the ears. Hear, O Israel. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said. Of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. Isn't that quite a promise? If we continue in this faith, we're found so doing. Thank you, Lord. Let it be so, Lord. But an if. So there is another possibility, another scenario. It's all the way through the book. You read the book of Proverbs, it talks about a righteous man, it talks about a foolish man. So it talks about those that are found so doing. And then there's a scenario for those that are not found so doing. Let me read it. But and if that servant says, where does he say it? In his heart. Even though he shows up in the dining hall. God searched the heart. Yeah, because, you know, it's deceitful above all things. And what the heart man believes. Yes, that's how we believe. If we're going to be right, we'll have to believe with our heart. See? So it's deceitful. Desperately wicked. And since God's looking for faith, he searched your heart. Because if you have faith, your heart believes. Y'all believe?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, would we respond right since we believe? Thank you, Lord. But an if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. And we see it because it's said in the heart. We see it in the action. You don't think we'd go about doing our own business if we knew what time it was, do you? Really? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, if we do that, he's going to come in a time when we're not looking for him. See what I'm saying? The ones he's coming for are the ones that are looking for him. Whenever he comes, those that are looking for him, then those are the ones that he's coming for. He's not coming for those that, here he comes. I didn't know he was going to come today when I was going to the beach. Huh? He's coming for those who are looking for him. Huh? That cries in their heart, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. Come quickly. Now, that's not in the flesh. That's not in the old man. So don't fool yourself. We need God's help to attain unto this. And the word of God gives us the ability. It gives us the authority to attain unto all that God would have us to be. But we have to want it. We have to strive. We can't just say, oh, well, here I am. No, that's not the grace of God working. Well, I say, woe is me. I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. If that servant say in his heart, in the heart now, everybody understand in the heart. That's what matters. In the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, mouth speaking, and with confession, or with the mouth, confession is made. But it has to begin in the heart, then the mouth. But it still needs the mouth. Now, some of us are only convinced about the heart part, not the mouth part. And somehow we think it... strange doctrine. He's bringing strange things to our ears. He said we ought to speak the things of God. Yeah. Well. Huh? Well, that God who sent me told me to say it. You know, I read it in the book. Hallelujah. Yeah, say, I love you, Lord. You heard my cry. Yeah, I mean, say it. You know, all this stuff we say and we don't want to say it. I'm amazed at how I have to beg y'all to say what y'all to say. It's amazing. Really it is. It's so amazing. What you ought to do is repent and say, God, don't shake it off and say, oh, well, you know, I'm just spiritual. Don't do that. We'll have to meet the mark. I don't care how spiritual you are. You'll have to meet the mark. Now, God's not going to change. Word's not going to change. No, he's not coming back for the slow folk. No, if he come for you, you'll be looking for him. You'll be looking for him. That means in your heart, you won't say, my Lord, he delayeth his coming. Hallelujah. That's why we're warned, you know, to keep our hearts. Again, take heed, lest your heart be over, because that's the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Yeah, absolutely. So take heed, lest at any time your heart's overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares. So easy to do. Absolutely. We can get obsessed with avocados and ornament trees and all kind of things. Now, these things in themselves are not a problem. No, they're not. Hallelujah. Your heart is the main concern, though. We ought to be of such a character that we say, well, I like to do that, but I'm more concerned about my spiritual state. And I know if I mess with them flowers, or if I do whatever, I'm just using an example, that my heart's going to be pulled. You ought to be honest enough with yourself. Don't try to hide it and say, well, you know, it's good that I do this, only if it don't move you away from God. If you read the Bible and it moves you away, don't do that. See what I'm saying? You know, that's evil. Anything that moves you away from God. Anything. And that's the natural state of the heart. It just, you know, y'all know how many folk left God? Really? Don't that move y'all when you read it in the Bible? How, you know, they forsook the fountain of living water, huh, and got themselves some other gods who couldn't help them. Have we done it? We didn't come to God being nonchalant. We didn't even come to the overcomer being nonchalant. Edie, you didn't come here being nonchalant, did you? Did you come being nonchalant? How about you, Montgomery? You didn't come being nonchalant, did you? How about you, Marie? I don't think we came here being nonchalant. Oh? We were all excited. Oh, we're marching up the King's Highway. Hallelujah. Oh, if you are not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the King's Highway. There's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there, none but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's Highway. Glory, glory. So endeavoring to stir up your pure minds. Pure minds. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know what to do because I know what I need to keep me stirred up. Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm fighting a good fight. Laying hold on eternal life. Laying aside every weight. Pressing toward the mark. Earnestly contending. Giving all diligence. Trying to make my calling and election sure. Casting off the works of darkness. Putting on the armor of light. Hallelujah. Running this race with patience. Come on, Yoko. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, naturally, you know, we just go away from God. That's everything in the world. Nothing just gets better. Absolutely not. That they got some lie that thing, but you look around and see. Huh? That's why after building the house, you got to go back and repair. They don't get better. No? After you prune the bush once, you'll have to go back and prune it again. Huh? You cut the grass in you because things, and that's how the heart is. Its tendency is to move away. We can overcome that, though. But you have to understand that that's the tendency. You can't say, well, you know, I'm Neil. That's not so with me. Well, I've been at the overcomer 30 years. That's not so with me. See? Or whatever excuse we come up with. You know, I'm Japanese. That's so that's not. No, saints. It's the state of every man's heart. You know, after God delivered them out of Egypt, naturally, their hearts go back. Yes. Hallelujah. We're witnesses, aren't we? Absolutely. So after saving the bunch out of Egypt, afterwards, he destroyed them that believe not. Hallelujah. So this fight of faith is serious business. We can't do it in the flesh. Yeah, we need to hate the garment. Spotted by the, yeah, we need to hate it. Don't baby it up. Don't make excuses for it. Well, you know the flesh is strong. No, no, no. The Lord is mighty. Greater is he that is in you. See, this is what you say. And when that old flesh starts pulling on you, say, greater is he. Tell him. You got to say it with your mouth. Say, greater is he that's in me. Now, this is how you use the power that God gave you. Y'all know why these things are written? So we can say them. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, not just a song. Huh? It's a sword that we go forward with. Hey, the Lord is my shepherd. Get thee behind me, Satan. Yes. I was blessed this morning. Every day. Because I always look for something to encourage me. Yeah. You think I can find it among y'all? I do. That's the goodness of God. Hallelujah. But that's what I look for. Yeah, I don't look for Neil going to the eating places. I see it, but that's not what I look for. See what I'm saying? There's a difference, you know. Yeah, there's a difference. I look for Jesus. Hallelujah. He's in you, isn't he? Of a truth. Hallelujah. And by the same spirit, I can discern Christ. Otherwise, I can't do it. Praise the Lord. But as I confess Christ in you, I confess Christ in me. Huh? Because we're one body, one spirit, one hope. We're all called by the same God. And nobody called himself. No, nobody chose himself. Yeah, he chose you, he chose me. None of us have any merit. If we had merit, he couldn't choose us. Absolutely not. But he did choose us because we have no merit. Ain't God good? Now, we all know these things, but I stand up and speak them to encourage you in the faith. So if you speak to yourself, you can encourage yourself in the faith. Instead of railing on Bakia, you said, I know she's a child of God. And I know that God is able, huh? Yeah, to perfect that which concerns her. Absolutely. Are we going to do it? Hallelujah. So what I saw was old David over here. Isn't that something? Can I get an encouragement looking at David? Absolutely. I get encouragement looking at you. Yeah, if I can find Christ, I'm encouraged. But any indicator, any, you know, agreeant, any witness, now it's encouraging. You know, the fact that we're all here. Of course, that's not the end of it, but it does encourage me. Oh, y'all know what I'm going to say. Absolutely. There's nobody here that don't know how I talk. Praise the Lord. I'm running for my life. That's why I can speak this way. I'm not an hireling. I believe what I preach. God saved me by his grace. And I don't mind telling. See? It's my privilege. It's my calling. The glory of God is upon me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But David's over here praying. I said, hey, Rose, look. David's over there praying. I said, hallelujah. Ain't that all right? I don't know what he was praying about, but he was praying. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. What a good example, brother. Yeah, if you just get that card and put it online, that'd be a good example too. Ain't God good? Oh, Pastor Rice, you always do it like that. Yeah, that's the grace God gives me. Yeah, praise. Huh? We don't want to stain one offering with the blood of another. Do we? No, we want to give God the glory. Yeah, when we're found to be obedient, God is glorified. Huh? Yeah, he's the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. Somehow we like to minimize that part. Oh, I'm saved. Saved and sanctified. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed of the Lord. Well, humble yourself then. Huh? Under the mighty hand of God, humble yourself. Y'all know the end of that? He'll exalt you in due time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But yeah, I saw old David praying. Sometime when I see the slothful ones come into the tabernacle or going out, I say, they came in late, but they did come. I'm encouraged. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Yeah, there's some that their clock is they leave early. Absolutely. I don't know what time they come, but I know they leave early. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe that's the time they got a potty. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Well, they could ask God to help them with that. Oh. One old suck butt captain said to me one day, "Hey, Sergeant Rice, you ought to train yourself." Because I had to go to the bathroom when I had to go to the bathroom. I looked at him like a fool. He said, "Yeah, man, you ought to train yourself." Well, I do. Praise the Lord. But all he could see, all this little captain could see was stars. You could tell by every, he didn't care about nobody. Everybody knew old Captain Pollitt. Yeah, he was shooting for the stars. He didn't care who he had to step on. Absolutely not. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. So keep on praying, David. Hallelujah. Yeah, David's faithful to show up at the prayer house. See, that's the grace of God. Don't get too spiritual to show up, brother. Well, usually, when you get too spiritual, that's when you start moving away from God. He resists the spiritual. Give grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's amazing. Now, Paul said, "I would that you were spiritual. That's so I could talk to you like you're spiritual. But I can't do it. Because when folk think they're spiritual, it moves them away from God. When you're spiritual, you move toward God. When you think you're spiritual, move you away from God. That's simple. You can always judge it that way. Yeah. When you think you're spiritual, move you away from the fellowship. Absolutely. Now, when you are spiritual, it gets you right in there in the fellowship. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. But the ones that think they're spiritual, they don't put the fellowship in the equation. Yeah, they'll deliberately part from the fellowship and go do something different. We've not seen it. Huh? Well, take heed. Receive instruction. Better men than we have fallen. How are the mighty fallen? Y'all know who preached it? David Jackson. Well, good sermon for him to listen to it. Well, we preach too, don't we? Well, we better hear our sermon. Huh? I remember when he preached it. He preached it good too. How are the mighty fallen? Only trouble, he preached it to Brother Stair. No good if I'm preaching to y'all. I'm preaching to y'all, but to me first. Otherwise, I'm a hypocrite. Absolutely. No matter what you think, I preach to me. Yeah, I want to be saved. I'm looking for the kingdom, and not of myself. This is the grace that God has given me. And it is sufficient, abounding. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Where's Dorothy? Hallelujah. Praise spiritual. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Give God the praise. You spiritual too, Charlene? Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with being spiritual, saint. That's what God would have us. We are spiritual. Don't depart from it. That means that we can hear what the Spirit said. God said so. All right? We're still in the flesh. And we walk in that, we won't hear. So sometimes even though we can hear, we don't hear. There's nothing good in the flesh. Nothing. Nothing at all. We are separate from God in the flesh. He don't know us. No, he know us in Christ. He don't know us in the flesh. Praise the Lord. The flesh is his enemy. Just like the world. Praise the Lord, David. Lord, fulfill your petition, brother. Amen. That's my prayer. Hopefully you were praying for me. Hallelujah. If you pray for the body, you pray for me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we've seen many fall away, of course. Most that have fallen away don't consider themselves fallen away. That's because they've fallen away. You understand that. If they maybe somehow come to that conclusion like the prodigal, then they'll come to themselves. The prodigal didn't get any help till he figured out, man, this is crazy. Huh? This is crazy. And it wasn't just his circumstances, because circumstances alone won't do it. No, they won't. No, God had to move on his heart. Sometimes we say, well, you know, maybe God's going to use this to, God will have to move on their heart. There's no situation, no circle. Look at the condition the world is in. I guess men are running to Jesus, right? Absolutely not. No man can come except the Father draw him. And since we have been drawn, let's rejoice in that. Let's be faithful in that. Huh? Let's not treat it like a light thing. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. So I often think about the ones that are nearby. Yeah. But, you know, all I can do is pray. Pray and hope. God will have to give increase. But I do pray. What's preventing Robert from coming over here? He shows up when he gets ready. One thing is his knowledge. When Robert talks, he talks about like I'm doing all, you know. Yeah, he said, we, us. He considers himself as part, except he won't, you know, come do what we do. Well, that's what the world does. Absolutely. Yeah, he said we, but we don't do that. We come aside. We forsake all. Now, I know he's got his children, but my God, don't let them move you away from God. Come on. Everybody's not with me. Praise the Lord. Yeah, he was warned, but he went ahead and got him. So what can we do? My old man, you say you made your bed, you lie in it. Lay down with the dog, you get up with the fleas. Come on. Hallelujah. And that's where many are. You know, they're in the situation where they got themselves because of their rebellion and disobedience. God can still save them, but they have to, you know, endure that affliction. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. God's able to save, brother. Huh? Yeah, amen. Look at brother Owen and say amen. At least we can witness to that. Huh? Yes. Praise the Lord. But yeah, I think about Robert and, well, I better not call too many names. Of course, y'all know who lives nearby. Huh? Some live right here. You know that? Hey, some live right here. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But again, it'll take a move of God in the heart. And God, he's a heart fixer.
Amen.
He can turn the heart.
Hallelujah.
Just like he can turn the rivers of water.
Amen.
He can turn Mr. Trump's heart.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
Turn your heart.
Yeah.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's according to God's will. Yeah, he's conforming us, changing us to the image of Jesus Christ. Let's submit to that. Let's rejoice in that. Hallelujah. See, deliver us from the malice, the envy, the jealousy. Hallelujah. It's not good just to content to say I'm jealous. We have to say, deliver me, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that?
Hallelujah.
God is jealous, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you can be jealous too. There you go. Then it's right. Then it's right. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, you know, I could tell Robert what's right, but as far as I can go, tell you what's right. As far as I can go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, why would a man, you know, give so much and forsake so much and then forsake so much? Everybody see what I'm saying? God gave him faith, huh? To call on him. Yeah. If he hadn't called on God, if God didn't come to help him, he was gone. Yeah. Y'all remember his testimony. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He was laying there dying. It was the end of the day. There was nobody around. See? But somehow, miraculously, God sent him somebody to help. He did call on God. See? He can still call on him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't believe God saved him to do what he's doing. No, he didn't. That's not why God saves. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. But this is the part that should sober us up. See, because he's a friendly guy, nice guy. Absolutely. Always good to see him. But he ain't doing right. Yeah, like most folk. Yeah, they'll talk with you about the things of God, but as far as they go, they're not moved to do anything else. Men's definition or, thank you, Lord, example of laying down their lives is seeking their own. Absolutely. Come on. You don't have to ask a man what he's living for. All you have to do is look. Everybody understand that? Now, he can deceive himself, but I mean, if you watch somebody, you know what drives them. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. And for most people, they seek their own, not the things that be of Jesus Christ. Let us not be found in that number. Yeah, more woe to us. I mean, because here we are. And we come here to seek our own. How great is that darkness? See, man seeking his own is one thing, but come here to seek your own. Oh, how great is that darkness? Praise the Lord. You all aren't talking back to me in your spirit, are you? I pray not. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. I'll be done shortly. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Yeah, you know, if I could, I'd wave the wand over Robert. He'd be here every day if I could do it. Now, God can. If he wants to, he will. Well, whatever he does, it'll be right. But I'll do right by Robert. I won't tell him you're doing good. No. I won't pray for houses and land. No, absolutely not. Y'all hear me pray for him. Yeah, I said, deliver him, Lord. Deliver him, oh God. Praise the Lord. He's a deliverer. That's ongoing with us all. Y'all know we are being delivered? Yeah. Every moment of the day. Every time the word goes forth, every time the heart agree, yeah, we're being delivered. He hath delivered us from so great a death. He is delivering us. We trust he will yet deliver us. Where's Dorothy? She said the cat's doing good. I guess the old cat's doing better than she is. How's Gingy? Oh, Gingy's fine. Praise the Lord. Ginger ain't got no soul, though. Dorothy does. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know she has affliction. Don't we all? Yes, we do. I have them. I thank God for them. They're just temporary. And they're working out something good. They're working out eternal things. All of our afflictions. Praise the Lord. But the Lord's been merciful to me. Yeah, he could have afflicted me more. Maybe he will, but to this point, I hadn't had too many sick days. Huh? The biggest one was the little dilemma I went through. But for the most part, you know, I've been up and at 'em. No broken bones. Don't know what a migraine is. No, absolutely not. Praise the Lord. I've seen him have the migraines and just crying, balled up in a little knot. I don't know anything about that. I've still been afflicted, though. Hallelujah. And so have we all. I can have, you know, compassion on someone like that. Really. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that servant which knew his, well, let me back up. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him. That's when we begin to say in our heart. Which means that once we begin to say in our heart, the Lord delayeth his coming, we'll never come to the point of urgency. We'll never come to the point of moving with fear. See what I'm saying? So inevitably, whenever he come, we're not ready because we moved ourselves away from moving in the fear. And some have because, well, you know, all things continue as they were. Keep your heart with all diligence. He'll have you saying the same thing. Hallelujah. But God is not slack. I read it in the book. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. They use the calendars. They use their clocks. But he that shall come will come and will not tarry. There's an appointed time. Praise the Lord. And how we respond, you know, to the coming of the Lord is a revelation of our heart condition. Absolutely. Are we blaming, well, it ain't came yet so I can go seek my own? No, that's just a wicked heart. The Lord comes when he's coming. It's going to be right, huh? If he's not going to do that right, then he's not right. But he's going to come when it's right. Hallelujah. Huh? Now, for those that whose heart go back, when he comes, you won't be ready. Is that simple enough? You'll say, well, I'll just drag in at, what time is it, 9:42. See, then it's going to be too late because he came at 9:30. Just as an example. You know how we do. Hey, I'm going to show up at 9 o'clock. Well, he came at 8:30. See what I mean? Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will come when he is not aware and will cut him in sunder and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, that's probably us, and prepared not himself, that's probably us, neither did according to his will, now shall be beaten with many stripes. Hallelujah. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. It says here, for unto whom much is given, much is required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I'm come to send fire on earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So we've been given much. Hallelujah. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And Paul said, because I preach this gospel, I suffer trouble as an evildoer. That's common if anybody preaches the gospel. They preach it in truth and righteousness. They will suffer as an evildoer. even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. So even though you don't believe me, you don't bind up the word. Huh? You're just alienated from you. But the word goes forth and it falls upon David. See? And he's found praying in the dining hall. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I was so blessed. And then he stopped, and then I looked over, and he was praying again. I said, look at this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he must have something on his heart. So the Lord fulfill your petition, Brother David. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. That is what we can do, you know. We don't too much resort to it like it's effective. Yeah. Well, it is, but we have to believe it like that. Whenever we ask God, we have to believe. We can't just, well, I'll go to the tabernacle and pray, but, you know, form and fashion. No, we have to believe. Else it's all in vain. See? When we ask God for something, we have to believe that we receive it. Of course, if we ask amiss, we won't receive it. But that's why we ought to find what God said and pray it. That's exactly what I said. Yeah. Well, find out what God said and then pray it. Save me, Lord. Oh, save me lest I perish. Pray in me a clean heart, O God. Huh? Deliver me from my adversary. Tread down our enemies. Save me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, here's something that I always pray for because the word says it. I can't get too many to pray with me, but I still pray it. I said, we would all speak the same thing, Lord. We have no divisions. We would be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. See? Now I pray, and I pray believe it. Because there's one body, one spirit, one hope. Huh? Those that are otherwise just not in the body. Y'all understand that? The gospel is preached, but it's preached to, you know, those that believe. To the world. Hallelujah. We aren't going to believe and then sit on our laurels, huh? Well, Lord, you know I believe, so I'm going to be slowful now. I'm not going to shake myself. I'm not going to stir up the gift within me. I'm not going to press now. I'm just going to show up and, you know, roll, you know, be lackadaisical. Hallelujah. Because there's this old seducing spirit says, it don't take all of that. You know I know that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, who are you going to believe? Whose report will you believe? Huh? I said, Dorothy, you going to do the huckabuck? She said, she laughed real good, didn't she? Well, praise. How about you, brother? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, it wouldn't be wrong, would it? David asked. Brother Stair was talking about Faith Spencer, man of faith. He said he couldn't preach, couldn't even dance. How about that? Praise God. But he did dance, you know. Glory, glory. Hey, we can run or something. Whatever we do, let's do it unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So it's just bound to happen. You know, if you speak the truth, then there's opposition. You preach the gospel, there's opposition. Absolutely. Because that's what the word does. Now, if we were all without any fleshly lust, wouldn't bother us at all. But since we're in the flesh, that word goes forth and it shake things. Absolutely. I don't care what you say. Amen. This is what God's word says. Hallelujah. It searched the hearts. Yeah, try the hearts. Hallelujah. It's quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. There's nothing hidden from him. Nothing at all. And we should just submit to this. Instead of trying to duck and dodge. You know, he ain't talking about me. Or start looking at other people when I... Don't do that. Look in the mirror. Praise the Lord. And after you look in the mirror, continue in the perfect law of liberty. Don't forget what manner of man you are. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, if any will live godly in Christ Jesus, he will suffer persecution. So what are we going to say? We're going to endeavor not to live godly? No, we're going to be joyful in all our tribulation. Hallelujah. We'll count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, even under bonds. Of course, I've not been bound physically, but, you know, the most spirits try to bind me spiritually so that I don't pray what the Bible says, but I shake them off. I say, Lord, I pray that we be of one mind, that we dwell together in unity. See, he don't shut me up. Everybody can't say that. Oh, I don't think we ought to do that. Well, I think God think I ought to preach it, though. See, do what you want to do. I think God think I ought to preach it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, maybe we should just go up online and get a prayer, huh? I guess we like that, huh? A lot of us like to go up online, don't we, Charlene? Praise the Lord. Don't get offended. I know you do. I don't look for that, but I know. How about it? Praise the Lord. I like to go online, too. I'd like to get on the main line. Come on. I like to get on the main line. Glory, glory. Like that other line, no good. You can get your prayer on the main up there. You get you a sermon. Absolutely. Sometimes they have these nice little prayers. Teresa sent me one once. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, thank you, Lord. Huh? Oh, we got testimonies here. We tell them and we overcome.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Y'all woke up this morning and testified. No, I mean literally. Yeah. You see, when I go to the prayer house, I say, Lord, you woke us up today. That's what we shouldn't say it. Huh? Oh, what shall we render to the Lord since he woke us up? Huh? Huh? You gave us hands to labor? Labor for our hands? Eyes to see and ears to hear? Hearts to perceive? Huh? You called us into the fellowship? Huh? You gave me brothers and sisters? Those of like precious faith? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Why won't some of you all be convinced? Y'all would think I was speaking some strange stuff. Hallelujah. Well, I have to keep my heart with all diligence. Huh? Can't be moved away. Hallelujah. Though none go with me, still I will follow. I don't have anywhere else to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
But understand this is in the spiritual realm what's going on. Spirit's always trying to bind the word. Always. No matter who speaks.
Amen. Exactly.
And some he's got you bound pretty good because
Amen.
You won't speak it. See? Can I provoke y'all?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's the sword of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like the helmet of salvation you want. But we have to take the whole armor of God. Then we'll withstand. If we leave off something, then we're prey. Absolutely. We have to have on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. And why, you know, take the shield and don't take the sword?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why we need to walk in the Spirit. Because otherwise we're going to leave something off. Yeah, that's the fallacy of not walking in the Spirit. Whatever is not by the Spirit, it's just not complete. Can't be. Hallelujah. It'll hold to something, but it'll let something go. Hallelujah. Oh, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. That means in the Spirit. The whole armor. That you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And he's got plenty of them. He's got plenty of fiery darts. But the shield of faith will quench all of the fiery darts. Hallelujah. There'll be no weapon that will prosper against
you.
Okay. So understand, you know, we're here worshiping God. There's a force working against us. Don't join with it. Absolutely. Do know that there's absolutely. Huh? Enemy of God is here. Because God's beloved are here. Absolutely. So don't leave that out of the equation. And he's here not just to look on, he's here to kill, steal, and to destroy. He's seeking whom he may devour. That's why he's here. Huh? He's not here to join you in worship with God. Huh? He's seeking who's available. Even though we know these things. Ain't we something? Maybe we don't too much mix faith with it. The Lord is here. Our adversary is here. We're in this flesh. Absolutely. So, therefore, I endure even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, crucify the flesh, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. We believe not, yet he abideth faithfully. He's still God.
Amen.
He cannot deny himself.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Paul said, and now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. Paul was often bound. Absolutely. I mean physically. Thank you, Lord. So he said, I go bound in the Spirit. Here he's talking about in the Spirit, though. Not knowing the things that shall befall me there, but I've got a witness from the Holy Ghost that in every city, bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Hallelujah. So that I may finish my course. Everybody know that you got a course to finish? Huh? We're not at the end of the matter yet. You know, many run in a race, but only one obtained the prize. We need to run to obtain. Hallelujah. So that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry, which I have received of the Lord Jesus. And that's every one of us. We have received the ministry. We are ministers, every last one of us. Praise the Lord. We're also soldiers, every last one of us. We're prisoners, see. Notice how when I write you my little things in the morning, I always remind you that you're soldiers and prisoners and bond servants.
Amen.
Take it to heart.
Amen.
Huh? Fellow laborers. Hallelujah. Strangers and pilgrims on the earth. See? Heirs of salvation by faith. Heirs of righteousness. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I believe it like that. So if nothing else, when I write it, I encourage myself. Y'all know that's how it works. Really? Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. I mean, David had to do it like that when he was at Ziklag. There was nobody else wanting to encourage David. No, they said, let's stone him. Huh? But David encouraged himself and the Lord his God. Huh? And he called upon his God. God heard him. He said, yeah, you go. You will recover all. I believe it to be like that. I believe we will recover all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's amazing that they were able to recover all. I mean, and they spoiled them too. Ain't that all right? No harm. But, you know, there were some too faint to go, so they had to, huh? And they came back and some said, no, we ain't going to share with them. They said, no, can't be like that. Huh? We're all one body. They stayed and watched the stuff, so they're partakers as well. So are you, Charlene. Huh? Doesn't matter that you're short of stature. Huh? You can be tall in the Lord.
Amen.
Strong in the Lord.
Amen.
In the power of his might.
Amen.
Huh? But when we're weak, we are strong.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. So evidently, they got him over in the New Testament. How did that happen? Huh? He's not the only one, you know. All of these apostles, all of the apostles now, they were over in the New Testament. That's how the church began. So when did they pass away? The apostles were numbered, you know, limited. Prophets, who knows? Praise the Lord. There's true prophets, false prophets, just like it was in the old days. You know, there were many prophets of Baal. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. If there's a true, there's a false. So the true light now shineth. But the devil and his ministers, they present themselves as light when they're darkness. See? But the true light now shineth. Jesus said, I'm the true bread. There's the garbage that comes forth. They call it bread, but not true bread. Can't live on it. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of what ifs and surmisings about the word of God. That folk live on that stuff, though. Yes, they do. Absolutely. They call it prophetic when they guess about what God might do. That's not prophetic. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Either shall come, will come and will not tarry. And if you ain't ready, he's going to cut you in sunder and point you your portion with the hypocrites. Now, that's prophecy. I got it out of the book. See? That's not mine. That's thus saith the Lord. Men not excited about that. Absolutely not. No. The war that's going on, you know, anybody and everybody's talking about, well, this is probably the scriptures being fulfilled. Like, you know, they just don't know. The scriptures are being fulfilled every day. Evil men and seducers should wax worse and worse. Are deceiving and being deceived. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrine of devils. Huh? They won't endure sound doctrine. They'll turn away the ears from the truth, Amen. Be turned unto fables. Amen. See?
Yes.
These have been fulfilled since they were written, even more so today. why aren't there more people coming to the Lord now? I mean, since we're wiser, huh? We have all this media that can get this word spread around. Yeah, just go up online and see that Jesus is Lord. That'll fix it, won't it? Then all men will come to him, right? See? Hallelujah. Only those whom he calls. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's where some are. You know, they're deceived. They think that they need to go out and win the world. Isn't that something? While they live like the world. That's crazy, man. Huh? Thank you, Lord. They dress like the world. Of course, they call it godly. They swirl and stack a Bible. Jesus had long hair. Huh? They should see this picture. See? Hallelujah. Well, I read in the scripture that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. So that sells it for me. That sells it for me. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to be done shortly. There's Dorothy, man. Going to do the Huckabuck, Dorothy? Good. Hallelujah. That's good, Dorothy. Hallelujah. That's better than old Kevin here. Thank you, Lord. When he was come unto us, Abagus, he took Paul's girdle, bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentile. That's what they did to the one that sent Paul. They bound him. Absolutely. They persecuted him. They mocked him. They scourged him. They crucified him. But on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And there's an account where they stoned Paul and they thought he was dead. But he got up. Hallelujah. Huh? They couldn't keep old Paul down. Paul said, Man, I refuse to die. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. Well, that's what Peter told Jesus. Don't go up there. Paul said, No, man, I got to go. You saints know that bonds and afflictions abide y'all. I'm not going to tell you don't go. I'm telling you every day, go. Get up, go. Huh? Why? Because I savor the things that be of God, not the things that be of men. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sister Rose was talking about things that might come upon us. The only thing I think about is me being right with God. I don't, you know, try to consider this coming or that. I consider me being in him. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. What else can I do? What else can we do? We want to be found in him, not having our own righteousness. Hallelujah. And knowing that as men we would fail and won't stand. So what we do is abide in him. That's what I'm endeavoring to do. I don't think there's something I can do as a man or according to my carnal knowledge that would prepare me for what's coming. Absolutely not. So I don't consider that. Huh? I try to get close to him. Huh? I try to get strong in the faith. Hallelujah. That's how he's going to keep us.
Amen.
Absolutely. One way or another. Huh? Where he'll have us talking like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. They said it right, didn't they? Hey, the God who we serve is able to deliver us. But if not, we won't bow down. Huh? Praise the Lord. That's what I seek after. That's what I seek after. Hallelujah. Not someone charging to cut off my head, but for me to talk like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Absolutely. He's the same God. He did it for them. He can do it for me. He can do it for you. Hallelujah. You know, death won't keep us in the ground. No. Hallelujah. We'll rise again. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Let's continue in this grace. Amen. Because, of course, to the world, we look like a bunch of fools. So what are they so excited about down there? Huh? We are excited, aren't we? Praise the Lord. And then more feeble folk. Weak minds. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? It's the Lord's doing, though. It's marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So the adversary is working. He's not slow. Oh, hallelujah. God stirred up an adversary for us, and he's a formidable adversary. Absolutely. He's going to get the work done for us. Yes. You know we need an adversary? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're soldiers. We need something to fight. So this adversary, he comes to move us away from the faith, and we resist him. Hallelujah. That is the fight. We resist the one that comes to move us away from the faith. Call God a liar. We hold fast to God is true. Hallelujah. And by his grace, we are saved. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, you know the rain come down, snow come down, you know it waters the earth, make it to bring forth in bud, so we can have bread for the eater, and seed to the sower. Well, that's what the word of God does. Hallelujah. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Going to confirm the righteous and condemn the world. Amen, amen. That's what his purpose to do. That's what it did in Noah's days. It was Noah's salvation and those that were with him. It condemned the rest of them. Hallelujah. So for us, it's not for condemnation. We shouldn't receive. Yeah, when the word says we're rebellious, and so we can be saved. It's in there many times. Okay? We got many scriptures back up. Plus, here we are in our own rebellion. So we can say, man. We say to the seer, see not. The prophets prophesy not right things, prophesy lies, deceit. No? Well, people run to these things. Absolutely. Come on. How you get a mega church? Well, somebody telling lies, prophesying smooth things. Oh, yeah. They're not teaching the fear of God. They wouldn't have so many. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be done here shortly. But the word will not return void. We can know that. It won't purpose what we accomplish what we purpose, but it will purpose what God accomplish what God purpose. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, if I could speak the word, I'd say, get over here, Robert. Be here every day, especially at prayer time. Come over here and pray with us. I'll pray till you pray through. That's what I'd say. See? Hallelujah. Good counsel, right? Thank you. Praise the Lord. But only God can bring it to pass. I can't speak the word, though. Thank you, Lord. Wherefore the Lord saith, well, let me finish this. It shall accomplish that which I please. That's the word. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It will. Even now, no matter what your state is or what your measure of faith is, the word of God is accomplishing what he means for it to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing that we can do against the truth, but only for the truth. Whether we be good or evil, indifferent, we can do nothing against the truth. This is the power of God. Huh? Do you want to walk in this light?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Isaiah 29, wherefore the Lord saith, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me. All right. Don't stop doing that. Don't let the devil trick you and say, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Well, don't be a hypocrite. Make sure you draw nigh with your mouth. Yes. Say, I love the Lord. Yes. Say it. Say, I love the Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil back you up. Just get the heart part right. Huh? Thank you, Lord. But have removed their hearts far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and wonder. Huh? I'm going to turn their wisdom into foolishness. Their understanding should be hid. It says it like this. Thank you, Lord. For the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent men shall be hid. Anytime we move away from God, foolish. Huh? Foolish. Foolish, foolish, foolish. Hallelujah. Or we try to hide from God. Foolish, foolish, foolish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's be open and naked. We are, you know. What I mean, let's agree. Let's say, yeah, Lord, I am open and naked. So just search me. Try me, oh God. He will do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, see, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. I told you so. And why call ye me Lord, Lord? You draw nigh with my with your mouth and honor me with your lips. Yet, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. Brother Stairs, all that stuff you said about me don't mean nothing if you don't do what I say. Y'all forgot he said that, huh? Oh, yeah, use the prophet. Use the seventh angel. He's all that stuff don't mean nothing. Y'all hear me preaching? If you don't do what I say. So to most, it don't mean anything. Praise the Lord. Let it not be so named among you. Thank you, Lord. But he that heareth and doeth not is like the man without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. That's the word of God. It's up to hear. And search, well, Pastor Rice is going to preach, but I'm not going to apply myself to hear, and certainly not to do. You're already deceived. Now, don't tell me folk don't come in here like that. You came too late to tell me. So I'm not deceiving you. Now, you're deceiving you. Anytime we purpose not to do, yeah, we don't hear. And we can't do. We'll have to receive the hearing of faith. And then we can do. It's not against you, it's for you. All right, I'm almost done. But if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding him, his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, law of liberty, huh? Now men look upon this salvation in different ways. Yeah, some say, man, God, you know we ain't got no freedom over there. Huh? We have to ask Neil for a car key. You know, you can't go when you want to go. Huh? They make out the menu. I can't order what I want to eat. My God. And Pastor Wright preach. And whether I want to hear it or not. See what I'm saying? Well, we call this freedom. Liberty. Because that's what God called. Hallelujah. And the admonition is stand fast in this liberty. Yeah. If the world calls it bondage, you better believe it's liberty. You better believe it's liberty. Huh? Them little spirits that come talk to you say it's bondage. Well, you better believe it's liberty. See how I preach that? Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There's no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Ed, we're going to ask you to pray for us this morning. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, you did wake us up this morning, Father God, and started us on your way, Lord, and I'm eternally grateful for that, Father God. Lord, again, here I am, here we are, your people, Father, and as always, not knowing really what to say or to pray, because it's all been said, and it's all been prayed before, but you said men ought always to pray,
always pray.
And not to faint. So,
thank you, Lord.
So help me, Lord. Help me, Father God. Lord, wow. Lord, these words, God, yes, Lord, they will accomplish what you set out to do. I believe that, Father God, because I know you're trying to sever our hearts from its affinity with this world.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, and I want to submit to that.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Lord, as Pastor Rice was preaching this day. Sister Yoko, me and Sister Yoko had this conversation already on the way from the tabernacle. And of course, not to the degree and the anointing and the detail and the depth, but we had this conversation.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's, in fact, it should be that way every day amongst us all. We should all have this conversation every day. Just us being here together, we're having this conversation.
Amen.
Every day. Every day that we ought to draw nigher to him.
Amen.
And he will draw nigher to us. Lord God, last night I said, my God, I don't care. I don't know how many different news outlets there are in this world. I would say thousands for sure. Father God, I don't believe that there's not one of them that has not one iota of any good news.
Amen.
That will bring hope. I don't see anything. I see every aspect of this life in this world is finished.
Thank you, Lord.
It's done. It's corrupted.
Amen.
It's polluted. It's abominable. It's against God. And it's over. It's over. That's good news to us.
Hallelujah.
That's not bad news. No. We don't have God that's not giving us a spirit of fear. We look forward to this. Our life, Father God, is not here. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We've done wickedly. We've mingled ourselves with this world and the lust thereof. And you told us not to do that. So, Lord God, I acknowledge that, and I pray that all who need to acknowledge it will acknowledge it, because we have.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I also believe that if we confess our sins, you are faithful.
Yes, Lord.
And you're just.
Amen.
To forgive us our sins, Lord. No matter what they are.
Truth, Lord.
Because if we confess our sin, that's you giving us the grace.
Amen, brother.
Because we would, if we had committed the unpardonable sin, and sometimes the devil makes us think we have because of the quantity of sin. He makes us think we've committed the unpardonable sin sometimes. But no, we would not be convicted at all.
Amen, brother.
And we'd never be brought to the knowledge of the truth about ourselves and our sins if it wasn't you actually working the work of grace in our hearts. So,
Amen.
Father God, I readily confess to you my sins, my iniquities. And I always ask you, and we always ask you, I believe, Father God, that you forgive us our sins, forgive us the iniquity of our sins.
Yes.
Lord God. And, Father God, I thank you for that, because as we heard today, Lord God, I don't want to be seeking any life outside of Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
I don't want to look any more to any aspect of this world and its life to give me any hope of life at all, because there is none in it.
Thank you, Lord.
It's all designed to turn our hearts away from you.
Yes, Lord.
Every bit of it. And so, though while we are in this world, we're not of this world.
Thank you, Lord.
So, God and Lord, it was your will to leave us here. You said to you, Jesus, you said, I don't take them out of the world. I don't pray that God take you out of the world, but that he keep you from the evil.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, keep us from the evil of this world. Help us to turn our eyes upon him, to look to Jesus fully.
Hallelujah.
Fully. Look full in his wonderful face, Lord. And, Father God, that's why I always, Lord God, and I thank you for this, as Pastor Rice preached it today, Lord God, but I've had this in my heart for many years, because this is something, I don't know, just your grace, God. But when I pray to you, Father, I can be assured that you hear me, because I try only to pray what I know is your will.
Amen.
That's safe for me.
Yes, Lord.
If I'm desiring something, in my flesh especially, or if I'm I know better than to ask you for that, God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. No, I may desire it, but I'm not going to ask you for it. Because it doesn't happen. No, I ain't talking about sex either. We just heard it. This flesh of ours desires anything and everything to draw us away from God.
Amen.
Constantly. It is a taskmaster. It's cruel. And it never lets up. And it never lets up. But I thank you, Father God, that your spirit never lets up either. Your grace,
hallelujah,
is sufficient for us. It is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
And you ever live to make intercession for us.
Thank
so
you,
you're
Lord.
Constantly pleading with the Father for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we lapse. We lapse. We go in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. But you don't do that. You don't do that, Lord God. You are constantly making intercession. You ever live for that purpose. So thank you, Lord. So may we, God, get to the point by your grace where we ever live to seek your face.
Thank you, Lord.
And to seek to do the things that please you, Father. That's my prayer. May that become our very, may you truly become our very reason for living. And that's what the prophet said. I heard him say this morning. And it's saying he just reiterated, Pastor Rice reiterated what he said also. People call him all the time, worried about the physical things that's going to happen to us, to this nation, to the world, this and that. But that's not what to focus on.
Amen, brother.
That's not our focus. We know this life is going to end.
Thank you, Lord.
One way or another, whether it be by a nuclear bomb or just by laying down and dying.
Amen.
This life is saved this life.
Truth, Lord.
So we don't seek to save this life. We seek to save our life. And our life is Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Christ, who is our life.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, so help us, Father God, help us to consciously, deliberately, and of course with much prayer and supplication, Father God, help us to turn our focus off of any hope in anything that will sustain this life.
Amen.
This life here. And that's anything, because we go to anything. This world lies to us, and we still believe it. God, it's sickening. But there's no thing, there's no food, there's no medicines, there's no pleasures, there's no equipment, there's no house or lands, there's no family, there's no children, there's no husband, no wife. There's nothing about this life that's going to give us any hope.
Amen.
In this, from here on out, nothing. Because, Lord, I know you want our focus on eternal life.
Hallelujah.
And that eternal life is in Christ.
Truth, Lord.
So while some would say this is doomsday talk, no, I don't say this is doomsday talk at all.
Hallelujah.
No. This is not doomsday. This is glorious day talk.
Hallelujah.
We look for the glorious day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let that be our hope. Let that be our focus. Let that be our desire, Lord God. And let that be our striving to enter in by the straight gate. Thank you for reminding us again, stirring up our pure hearts by way of remembrance, Lord God. No, it's not in vain.
Amen.
No, it's not in vain, Lord God. Yes, Lord. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
And he that soweth in tears shall reap in joy.
Hallelujah.
So let Pastor Rice remember that.
Amen. Let it be, Lord.
All the days of his life.
Thank you, Lord.
And the same goes for us.
Amen.
If we sow in tears, we're going to reap in joy.
Hallelujah.
We'll take the mocking of the world right now, because you told us this would be. You told us so that we would not be offended and that we wouldn't go away from you,
like
they have. You said in this world, the world going to rejoice. Okay, they're going to rejoice. But you're going to have tribulation. So you told us this. You told us all the things that we need to know so that we would not be offended in you. So, Lord God, let us look to that hope. And let us keep that hope. And hold to that hope. And contend earnestly.
Hallelujah.
Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. This is the faith that was once delivered to us. We're contending for that faith. And we don't care what they say about us. We will reap in joy.
Hallelujah.
We will reap in joy. Their joy is now. So they think. Not even real joy, but that's what they believe is joy. They believe being in debt and bound up with every vice there is, on 500 medications and every other thing, but that's what they believe joy is. Going in more debt and more debt and more and farther and farther and farther away from God, to the point where the word of God is being fulfilled right before our eyes.
Yes, Lord.
And they have not a clue. They don't care less. Everything's going to get better. Just wait. Trump going to fix everything. Yeah, just wait. Go MAGA. No, we're going to find out very shortly that the word of God is true.
Hallelujah.
And not one jot and one tittle is going to fall into the ground until all these things be fulfilled.
Truth, Lord.
This is happening and this will be because it's your word, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, and we thank you that you have us still holding on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, that we haven't given up. Because if it wasn't for your grace, we'd give up just like they have and just like they do. So, Lord God, thank you, Father God. And because of that, we go forth today in joy. And we go forth today in confidence that you began this and you're going to finish it, Lord God. You're going to finish it in us. We bless you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for praying for us.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, all the hearts and minds clear? All right, we're looking for the glorious appearing. Huh? That's what it's called. It's the blessed hope. Glory, glory. Many shall meet their doom. Hallelujah. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.